Schluss. Amen. Schluss. 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 So the halacha that you're supposed to say a brocha, Hashem nosam asech libino, avchim b'yim b'bodim. Make a brocha asech libino. So you know the stup shotim. Asech libino means a chicken, a kind of a rooster. Some say it means a heart. Yeah, if it means a rooster, what's the point of why we make a brocha Hashem nosam asech libino? We make a brocha for a rooster every day. What happens if someone doesn't have a rooster in his house? Or is make the bracha. The Prima Gadam says something very, 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 very cryptic. To me, I think it's the most cryptic Prima Gadam there is in the whole Prima Gadam. Maybe that big Bikim that we hear, maybe there come the other ones. But I think that the Prima Gadam says like this. A Tanagol tells the difference between Yom Vilaylo. These are his words. Yom Vilaylo tells the difference. He grows when it becomes day. Tells them it's Yom Vilaylo. Emes v'sheker. And therefore, maskil lanu as matan tere, as he says. That's why we make a brocha asech levina. Then he says another thing later on. What does this mean? Tanagol Yom Vilaylo, emes v'sheker, maskil lanu kiryas tere. There's also, he mentions the Gemara that says that Tanagol is also Neman b'shua. He's neman to keep a shua. He's neman to keep a shua. And maskilonu is matan tere. He's maskilonu matan tere. What does that mean? So I was yegia very much on the same pshat. And then I found out later there's a certain sefer that says this pshat that I said. The sefer called Rabbi Yehuda Tatuchim. It's a sefer Menachem about 50 years ago. It says pshat like this: the tanagol can tell the difference between day and night. That same chush that she can tell between day and night is the chush that we have in ourselves to know the difference between emes and sheker. How do we know something is emes? How do we know something is sheker? How do we know we're not fooling ourselves? How do we know it's not our yetzer hara talking to us? You can talk into something, maybe you're not chai b'chav for anything, because it's all it made us imagine that the thing is a mitzvah, it's really, we're not responsible for what we did because it's a mitzvah. Then says we have a chush in ourselves that tells us what's really true, what's really false. We have a chush that tells us what's a yitzhahova, what's a lie, and what's the truth. That chush is the same chush that the version gave in a town ago to tell the difference between Yom Vilaylo is the chush that we have within ourselves to tell the difference between emes and sheker. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher nosam asech livino, just like you gave the sechi, the rooster, the bino, ahavim v'yim v'lani, you gave us a chush to know the difference between emes and sheker. And that's why we remember, like a tanagol, tanagol is as a schus to keep a shvua. I don't say exactly how that works, but it says a tanagol keeps a shvua. So that chush that we have in ourselves is what makes us remember matan Torah, because we know that the Torah was given to us, we're chayav in Torah, and we can't reject what the Torah told us. So the tanagol, shalosh l'sech levino, is we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom giving us a chush in ourselves, emes and sheker, by which we constantly remember matan Torah, because we know that matan Torah is true, as the Gemara Mishnah says. So when it says sechel means a rooster, sechel means the heart, It's all the same thing. The Baruch Hu put a candle in our hearts to tell the difference between truth and falsehood. It could be that's why when we do tshuva on Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur, we shlo kapos, take a talmud. Because maybe we're saying the talmud in us didn't do its job. We did averus. So we're shechting a talmud to do tshuva for the talmud we didn't do the job within ourselves. That's why the kapos was a talmud. It explains also, I think, this week's parsha. Says that Esau, when they walked by the way, Zoe, he wanted to go out of the womb of Rivka, and Yaakov wanted to go out when they went by Beis Medrash. So the kashi is, the Goyen says, Chazal actually has his kashi. So how could they want to go out? How could they go out of his zone, this go out of his medrash? They don't have the Yitzhahova to do a heads, to go to the Yitzhahova. Why would Esau go out to his zone before he has the fear to make a choice? I think the pshat is that even this name, the Gun says the pshat, the Gemara talks about this. The pshat is that there's a Nitiya in a person. Sometimes that tarnagol is not set right. Sometimes people have less of a sensitivity to truth than others. Some people are very sensitive to truth. Their tarnagol is very, very strong. And some people have a very, very, have a weaker tarnagol. And they are attuned to endless completely. They always can tell the difference if they try hard. But their natural tendency is not that strong for truth. And they'll be related to Sheker also. That's what Pshat was noted. And Esau didn't have a strong tarnagol like Yaakov. So he was noted to the Sheker of Avodah Zarah also. He could have overcome it with the Bechira, but he was noted towards it. And later was noted, went by Avodah Zarah, he was drawn to it also. That's what was all the time. Anyhow, that's the Gevaldige Nechama we have, that we always have it in us, the Jew. Especially as a sechli that tells him, "Havchim b'yemu le'layva b'yemes b'sheker." We always have that within us. Just have to make sure that we don't destroy it. We get so caught up in avodas that we destroy that sechli. We don't let it speak to us. Don't listen to its voice. So, special time it's always a good thing when the Torah of this chazik come together in this chazik and the tafki, realize their importance and their chashivus. And this mesibah tonight is one of those times we got together to recognize our importance of the Torah, how we meet each other, how we're doing something special that no one in the world does, only the Torah. And we have to recognize that we are given, at least more than anyone else, that tarnagol in ourselves, that chush, to know emes and sheker. When we sharpen that chush, to gi and Torah, to learn Torah, lishmo, to understand a piece of Gemara, if it's sheker, if it's emes, to understand the true pshat in our hashgur, or tesis. We're given that chush, and we can sharpen it. And when we sharpen it, that's why the Mimeter Lishmo said it all the miles that the Mishnah says. And last paragraph is because the tarnagol within us becomes very, very, very sharpened and informs our lives. It tells us how to make our decisions. We get sensitive to truth. Just like the tarnagol is sensitive to light, we get sensitive to truth. Ebshu Shabenches, all that we should be zeiche to a in his chazik as a Torah, and to grow constantly in Torah and Yiddishkeit, and learn Torah mit Shmo, mit Emes, mit Simcha, and every should bring his whole to a good Hashem.